Digital neocolonialism. The Iran war is a strategic disaster for the U.S. U.S. and Israel never had the same goals. Trump believed the war would be over in 4 days.
Theft from service stations had increased by between 8% and 30%. Strategic disaster. War on Iran sparks gas theft epidemic. Energy Secretary Chris Wright admitted that sub-$3 gas might not happen until next year. U.S. President Donald Trump, who called the statement totally wrong. Techno-fascist manifesto, U.S. let digital neocolonialism enslave millions worldwide. Entities like Amazon, Facebook,
and Google can even screw on countries into censoring political content under the guise of protecting the children threatened to curb their privacy and free speech.
Pope Leo criticizes colonization of African resources wired for war. What's in Pilatre's techno-fascist manifesto? What is Pilatre? Valued at around $352 billion. AI to label the most effective targets for military strikes. Gotham has also been used as a policing surveillance tool. Gotham can centralize everything. Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, CIA, FBI, NSA, U.S. Army, Marine Corps, Air Force, Special Operations Command, hundreds of police departments, law enforcement agencies, PayPal-powered kill chain. Pilatre's mission, to scare enemies and on occasion kill them. Collusion betrayal with AI assist, Zionist project that Pilatre held its first board meeting of 2024 in Israel. Purports to know a subject's intent before they have even conceived a thought. AI security, built on a Pilatre powered landmark platform. USDA Pilatre signed $300 million to BPA to support national farm security. Digital plantation, how Western big tech drives digital colonization. Harvest as much confidential, personal, national, social, and strategic data as possible.
Tether to gone. Tether freezing more than $344 million in USDT across two Tron addresses. The freeze strengthens its argument that it can cooperate with law enforcement when suspicious activity is detected.
Manufacturing extremism. The U.S. Justice Department has charged the Anti-Racist Summit Poverty Law Center with wire fraud over its funneling of more than 3 million to white supremacist and extremist groups. BTWRLM 665. Get you behind the woodshed to see the reality. Get behind the woodshed 2 times a day. Become part of the Real Liberty Media family today. Maybe donate or help keep us awake with lots of coffee.